Right now, we bring to these microphones Winky Madad. Winky Madad lives in a place called Shiloh. This is a very remarkable place, has a great historic background, a wonderful biblical background. The Jewish people lived there with the Ark of the Covenant in the tabernacle for about 350 years after they came into the Promised Land about 3,500 years ago. Winky was a former mayor of Shiloh. He works now with the Menachem Begin Library. He has been a politico. He's been involved in the media. He's somewhat of a journalist. And we bring him to these microphones to discuss issues that we really want to get insight into. And Winky, this last week, Benjamin Netanyahu has called for early elections. I think right after the first of the year, about 9 months before the regular election period would go into play. Why do you think this happened? And then we'll talk about some of the ramifications and the reasons behind it. But why do you think this happened and he called for early elections right now?
Well, Jimmy, the official reason, which is a very good reason, given the setup of Israeli politics, which is a parliamentary coalition system, is that he felt that with elections coming up in any case, the parties involved would be more attuned to being elected and basing their budgetary demands or government policies more on, shall we say, issues close to their hearts and needs rather than what the country needs. Netanyahu knows that one of the main issues is an economic, or shall we say, a social economic platform, and he wanted to take advantage of that and jump the gun.
Well, is there any connection to the Iranian situation? We know that he has been really out front in trying to tell the world in particular, but of course convince the Israelis that there was a need to deal with the Iranian nuclear program, developing a nuclear weapon of mass destruction. Did this have any play in his reason for calling for early elections as well?
Not that I know of in any obvious sense. You must realize, and as a longtime observer of Israeli politics, perhaps you'll even agree with me, that when a very firm security or military threat is facing Israel's populace, they will go, shall we say, to the right, or there will be a very strong pro-responsive attitude. And it doesn't make a difference what government is in power. So I think we think that Netanyahu thinks that on major issues concerning our security, he has everything locked up. What could foul him up or trip him up could be some of the issues that we saw a year ago with mass protests and marches about the prices of food, about subsidies, about housing. And I think he wants to get a handle on this earlier rather than later.
Well, and then let me ask one more factor that may have entered into his decision-making. The United States presidential elections, did that, in your opinion, do you think this had anything to do with his call for early elections?
I would think so. Any candidate of the two right now that are running, they would have an immediate effect on any Iranian decision that has to be made. And I think that no matter what happens, if Mr. Obama is reelected, I think Netanyahu would want to be a, shall we say, a re-improved mandate from Israel's population to stand up to a policy that up until now Israel has viewed as very weak in terms of both an American versus Iran and America assisting Israel. That's a two-level type of approach there, and Mr. Obama does not get all the points he could on this issue. And if it's with Mr. Romney, well, he wants to make sure that Romney knows that Israel is behind him, I'm talking about Mr. Romney, if he has to give the order that the American military has to aid Israel in an attack.
Winky, talk with us just a moment. People here in America have really no understanding of how the election process takes place there in Israel. There are 120 members in the Knesset. They do not run as individuals to become members of the Knesset. I need you to explain that to those eavesdropping on the conversation, and then how do they elect a prime minister? How does this all come about? Explain it. Now, give it to us in simple terms, but explain how it operates.
All right. We'll do a course in Israeli politics 101 very quickly. Israel is a parliamentary democracy. As such, there is no direct election either of the prime minister, and I'll get back to that in a second. And unlike other parliamentary democracies, such as, for example, France and or Great Britain, we do not have any constituencies. The country as a whole is one voting district. No representatives, no senators, no anything in between. And therefore, for any party to be able to propose a candidate for the position of prime minister after elections, it either has to have 61 seats in, as you said, the 120-seat Knesset, or be able to gather together a coalition of parties, two or more, that reach that number of 61. Since Israel, 60 years on, is a very ideologically political place, we can have anywhere between 15 to 30 parties running in those elections. The elections are proportionally representative. So if a party gets 10% of the votes, it will get 12 seats in the Knesset, and so forth and so on. All this, of course, complicates the ability of a governing coalition to get together and means that the prime minister has no popular backing in any direct sense, but must cater to his coalition partners.
Now, the coalition partners, of course, come together from all the parties that are, for example, on the ballot in the election time that's coming up probably in January or February. How many different political parties are there in Israel?
As I said, it could go from 15 to 30. Many people have very large egos in Israel, especially politicians or those who think they are politicians, and they think they can get now the cutoff is 3%. They think, oh, sure, I can get 3% of the vote. You have various religious parties because the religious parties won't get together on one platform. You have right of center parties, left of center parties, far left of center, and far right of center.
What about, I hear... I don't know if this is true or not, but I understand that a former prime minister, Ehud Olmert, who was indicted for corruption when he was serving as prime minister, is considering making another run in the political arena, possibly running against Prime Minister Netanyahu. Is that correct?
That he is considering it and that there have been appeals to him to do so, that is absolutely correct. At the present moment, though, it's kind of difficult to tell because if state prosecutor's office decides to appeal a recent judgment that went in his favor, he might be disallowed from running because of a court case. So it's going to come down to the wire on that one.
Now, let's talk about how then do they elect a prime minister. What's the situation if you connect with enough of the parties out there to get a coalition government? Is that how it comes about, or explain that to us?
Well, basically, yes. I mean, it usually is the number one candidate on the list with the largest number of members of the Knesset who gets the call to see if he can form a coalition. In most cases in Israel, up until the last elections, there has been a considerable distance between the number of seats of the winning party, and when I say winning, I don't mean he won all the pot, but the largest number of seats, and number two. The last election was very close, so that it quite possible that the leader of a second-place party could perhaps better get a coalition together. It can theoretically happen. It usually doesn't, but the rules are whoever can get 61 members of Knesset voting for him, he becomes prime minister. If he doesn't, if he runs out of time, after I think it's 6 weeks, he gets a chance, and then another 2 weeks, if the end of that two-month period he hasn't returned to the Knesset, someone else is going to get the job.
Winky, what, in your opinion, and you have much political savvy, in your opinion, will Netanyahu be reelected?
In a word, yes.
And do you think he's going to have to give a lot to get reelected? In other words, doiling out to these smaller parties, these political parties, favors like a minister's job or a deputy minister's job or something like that. Will he have to work hard at that, or will he have a pretty good, strong coalition?
No, he's going to have to work very hard. Unfortunately, the system is slowly but surely really breaking down on this element here. Many of the population feel the government is top-heavy, awkward, cumbersome, not responsive, too bureaucratic. But Mr. Netanyahu still has what you can call it either charm or magic in terms of many people, even those very ideological, will say, well, he's the only one who's electable. I won't throw away my vote to a party that's smaller and appeals to me more. And then there are others that say that's the only way to make Mr. Netanyahu stick to a right-wing nationalist program if I strengthen his future coalition partners. So you have those type of approaches. Of course, it works very well for the left wing as well. What do you do? Do you go for the guy who you think the middle is going to vote for? As we know in Israel, it's like 40% left, 40% right, and 20% somewhere in the middle who can't make up their minds.
Yeah, that sounds similar to what we have in the United States. Well, I'm sure in my analysis of this election coming up in Israel is a very key election at this time in history because of the election of a president in the United States, because of the economic problems you're talking about that Israeli government has to deal with, but most importantly, the threat that Iran is to the Jewish state. Would you not agree with that analysis?
Definitely, and one of the major points that Netanyahu will bring to the table for the judgment of the voters is his, which I think he has been successful to the extent that he has been, in presenting, I am the person who can make the decision on Iran. No one else has the background, the capability, the connections with the United States, or the ability to explain why we're doing this. And other people have been seen as very weak. Don't forget, Olmert has the, to a certain extent, the stain of the Second Lebanon War that went very, very poorly in terms of management and directorship. And his contact with the Palestinian Authority is also very suspect. So on these two major issues, I don't think anybody else can come close to Netanyahu.
We've been talking with Winky Medad. He's analyzing the situation as far as the next Israeli government is concerned. They're going to early elections somewhere after the first of the year, January or February. I'm not sure if the date's been designated as of yet. But I wanted to get a politico, a man with great experience in the governmental activities, the media, journalism, and everything else, Winky Medad, to give us his insight. Winky, thank you so much, my good friend. We'll talk as this election campaign continues on up to the time of election.
Thank you, Jimmy. Good night to you and our listeners.